WRKEY today.
A Republican congressman has to backpedal after apologizing to BP's CEO. Ultimately, it looked like he was going to lose his big job on the committee, so he retracted a shakedown comment that he made talking about the $20 billion in the fund. That's the way the world works. You get a phone call suddenly, or actually a tweet. You screwed up, buddy. You better retract it. So he did. And he saved his hide. And I'm talking about Congressman Joe Barton from Texas, who was part of a group of the grilling, the latest installment anyway, on the Capitol. Hey, everybody, we're swinging into another weekend. That means we're going to lighten the load, I promise. Coming up in our final hour, we'll have a cheap movie review. And there's a good kids movie, and then there's a couple of other movies that look like they might be decent. A comedy mixed in with Tilda Swinton in an Italian movie that might be a better rental, but I think it could actually be a pretty good rental. Anyone out there speak Italian? Well, they always have the, you know, the subtitles, if you don't mind watching the subtitles. My problem is with movies, if I fall asleep, forget it. Subtitles, I'm sunk. Wake up, what happened? Nobody knows what happened. Speaking of not knowing what happened, wow, the jobs bill failing again in the Senate. What's happening with that? Joe Lieberman joining the GOP to tank jobless aid, and I'll explain. And what does that mean to any of you listening, if anything? World Cup action. Mexico did their best. They took down France in action earlier in the day, but we care about the USA. Sorry about that if you're rooting for Mexico or France. And the USA is taking on Slovenia in the morning after coming to a 1-1 draw with England just a couple of days ago. Well, actually, it's almost been a week. So a Friday morning for most of us, Friday morning match against the Slovenians. Let's hope Team USA gets by them, which they should. Hillary Clinton says this isn't going to get by us. Justice Department is going to be bringing a lawsuit against Arizona. So what is the Secretary of State doing throwing in her two on that? The Arizona governor was quick to respond, saying it's outrageous that this is no way to treat the people of Arizona. What is she talking about? And she says she'll definitely counteract if there's any kind of a suit. But let's go back and start with BP. There's a story that broke, and I'm sure many of you've seen it. We mentioned it before, but a BP supervisor allegedly was fired for expressing safety concerns. And the eyes of the world are on BP now. I think it should be all about, let's get the leak done, and then you sort out the rest of it. I understand there are other elements to this, but the focus has to be on cutting off the oil, or more of it will trickle down through Florida, and more beaches and more areas, quite frankly, will be destroyed. But here's what the deal is, and this man's name is out. His name is Ken Abbott. He was a former project control supervisor on the Atlantis deepwater oil rig, and he was fired after he was talking about the concerns about the safety of the operation, because he said he got a lot of pressure from lead engineers and managers saying not to do this and don't push and don't mess with that. Just keep your mouth shut, because BP has a long history of getting rid of people who try to raise safety issues. Ooh. So in his testimony on the Hill on Thursday, the CEO, Tony Hayward, repeatedly, when he was being bashed about on it, said that he didn't make any design choices. If you remember, they were talking about the design of the well. Why was it designed that way off the platform? That's what several of the other oil companies pointed to as the big problem with BP. Easy for Exxon to say, or Shell, but all of them said that they shouldn't have had that kind of a design. So here's another point that was taken up, and this little scenario here, or exchange, better way to put it. Michael Burgess is talking to Tony Hayward about, what about the wells? What is the deal with the hundreds of wells? And here's what he said.
With respect, sir, we drill hundreds of wells a year all around the world.
Yeah, no, that's what's scaring me right now.
So that was the point that Hayward was making. You think I'm going to know about these designs? You think I'm going to know about everything that happens on these platforms when we have all these various wells? And then you heard Burgess shoot back there. Yeah, that's what I'm concerned about. And this is what I'm concerned about. The biggest thing that needs to happen on the Gulf Coast, come on, is to stop the leaks, stop the oil. More spills, the more possibilities of more ruined wetlands and beaches and wildlife and marine life. Okay, and livelihoods. So we keep hearing that BP has already spent $189 million. It's already given out money to people, to shrimpers and fishermen and restaurateurs and caterers and all kinds of people. But yet you have people like David Muir and Tammy Wolford, just two random people who are affected by it, who say, show me the money.
How many checks have you received from BP?
None.
In 8 weeks?
In 8 weeks, nothing. Not one red cent. Nothing. I had to let my car go back because I couldn't make the payment. I'm walking back and forth to work.
Ooh, so that's not good. That's the biggest fear of all. You hear that the money's there, that it's a drop in the bucket, and they're writing checks. So what's the deal? Why is there a logjam? 8 weeks is too long, and this poor woman is an example. She's living paycheck to paycheck, but there's no paycheck. So how is she supposed to pay her car payments? How is she supposed to do what she would normally be able to do? In the real world in America, a lot of people find themselves with not a big backup. It always cracks me up when you see financial people on Oprah's show or Larry King or wherever, the Susie Ormans, and they will always tell people call in, well, you need to have a year's salary in the bank and all of what you would normally pay out. So your credit card, your electric bill, your phone. Who has that? Is anybody listening? Does anybody listening to me have that kind of money? Do you have a year, a whole year of your life saved up of just spending money that you could live off of? So I guess live off, you know, money that you could dip into that's just your money. So if something happened, if you get pink slipped, if something happens, you got the loot in the bank. I'm here to tell you that. I don't think most people have that. So it's unrelatable. I think it's unrelatable to those who don't understand. Well, you know, you'll get the check, or you fill out the affidavits, the paperwork, and we'll get it to you. I think that's why people, besides being sick to their stomach about the oil, that's why they're so upset, because the process is ridiculous. So those are the things that should be the focus. Get the thing plugged and get the money to the people who need the money. Fast as possible, so they don't have to be foreclosed on, so they don't have to lose their cars and walk to work. You can throw in your two, by the way, on anything that we talk about here on America Tonight. You can tell we zig and zag all over the place. 800-259-5791. Meet you on the flip side.
The problem.
How do I cook food without power?
How do I light my home with no electricity?
How do I get emergency radio broadcast?
How can I make safe drinking water?
When your power goes out, the solution for cooking, baking, home lighting, listening to the radio, and producing clean water is the Family Emergency Kit from KeroStove. KeroStove has been in business for over 12 years with the largest selection of kerosene stoves and family preparedness supplies in the U.S. Now, get the Family Emergency Kit at KeroStove.com for only $4.29 plus shipping, a savings of nearly $200. It's perfect for off-the-grid living. Call 888-395-1164 today. That's 888 888- 888-395-1164 and ask about weekly specials or check the specials online each week at kerostove.com. Again, call 888-395-1164 or go to kerostove.com. Kero Stove, for family emergency solutions.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Times are tough, and you gotta stretch that dollar. A special invitation for listeners to save. Sign up at doobleshoppers.com today and start paying the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices for the coolest stuff. New premium brand name TVs, laptops, watches, camcorders, Blu-ray players, and more. All with factory warranties, just like you get from a retail chain. Except for the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices. They start low and go lower with our reverse auctions. You save even more with your first $8 auction purchase. Doobly will give you an instant $25 dining certificate good at thousands of nationwide restaurants, plus a $500 vacation discount voucher usable at hundreds of resorts around the U.S. and world. Sign up today at doobleshoppers.com. Pay the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices, and listeners receive special rewards. It's worth a peek to keep money in your pocket and the coolest stuff in your home and garage. Sign up today at doobleshoppers.com. That's D-U-B-L-I shoppers.com. You'll be glad you did.
Here in America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney, we're going to head to Fruits and Nuts. But before we do that, let's go to Brad in Kentucky. Hello, Brad.
Hey, Kate. How are you?
Good. How you doing, buddy?
Pretty good. Love the show.
Thanks.
Just wanted to comment. Some of us do have about 2 years' worth of living expenses.
Are you kidding? You have 2 years' worth of living expenses, period. So if something happens, you really could. You could just sit back in the house and you could pay all the bills and not freak out.
And not worry about a thing.
Good
Dave
for
Ramsey.
You.
Called Dave Ramsey at work.
Oh, yeah. I know I know Dave. I know his philosophies. He just got renewed for his television show where, you know, he started off and he was serious about this, and he's right because he's somebody who went bankrupt, where he talks about getting rid of the credit cards and all of that. And I guess that's what you don't have a ton of credit cards or a big amount of money.
Any credit cards, everything I pay cash for.
Good.
Go. So
that's
good. Do anything
good.
I want to, you know, it's nice freedom to have.
No kidding. Good for you. The credit cards are evil with the interest rates and everything. Yeah. And you know what's weird though? What happens if you went somewhere and you had to rent a car and they say, well, we need a credit card?
Use your bank debit card. Use
There you go. So they just look at that and
it's
they
don't Visa.
Say.
It's a Visa or a Master, you know, Visa card. So it's the same thing. It's a credit card.
There you go. Good for you, Brad.
Hey, I got one thing left to say to you.
Mm-hmm.
Go Yankees.
Oh, man. I knew you were going to get that in there. Go Phillies. You won last year. That's enough. You have enough gloating for a lifetime. Wow. That's great. Awesome. Good. And his system does work if you can do it, if you can get rid of the credit card debt and just do the cash thing. Izzy in Missouri. She's always on fire. I bet she's on fire tonight. Hey, Izzy.
I'm not on fire.
I mean, in a good way.
I'm not a rabble rouser.
That's a positive thing. Come on.
Go away. I mean, I'm very opinionated.
Listen, are you going to tell me you have a decade's worth of money to live on?
A decade? No, I used to.
Really?
I did.
That's because you went to the track and you were lucky with the horses.
No, I saved. I
really?
Saved like a banshee, but I invested in property instead of stocks, too, and I would flip property.
That was good. I bet when you were doing it, too, that used to be a very... Well, it
up
still
and,
will be. It
up
was hot.
Until my identity theft, and that pretty much drained me, but for the most part, I could survive a year.
That's good.
I could.
I'm impressed.
So I've always thought, and I've always taught my children that, too, you have to have minimum 1 year mortgage payments in the bank. Minimum. But I've always encouraged, too, don't have big mortgage bills.
Oh, I agree. People shoot so far over their head because maybe they're doing well or someone talks them into it or they qualify for much more.
Mm-hmm.
And then they have these outrageous mortgage payments and they're not even thinking about electricity and everything else.
Mm-mm, and they don't think about, what if I lose my job?
Yes.
And I thought, you people are fools. I used to watch young kids back when I was still young do that. And I'm like, and they would say, how can you afford the house you live in?
Right.
So I lived in some really fine houses. And I said, because I buy crappy houses. I learned carpentry. See, my husband was killed when I was very young. So I learned carpentry. And I would buy a house, gut it, or do whatever I had to. And I'd make money off of it when I resold it. And I made as much as $120,000 on one house.
That's great.
So, and I did all the work myself. And people look at me like, are you nuts? Anyway, that's neither here nor there. The chap from, was he from Nebraska?
The guy that just called, is that what you're talking about?
Yes.
Brad, no, he's from Kentucky.
Oh, okay. I want to give a shout out to Fremont, Nebraska. I hope your ordinance passes. I love you for trying to do the right thing on the invasion of the locusts. So that's the Fremont, Nebraska on their illegals ordinance coming up on their, I think it's Monday night they vote. But the other thing on BP, I was talking to a friend of mine, well, several friends, and we keep saying there's something really wrong with this whole picture and how this has all gone down. And I guess it prompted us. We saw the picture of Governor Jindal's face.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I was just sickened by it. And I'm like, okay, this is working, at least for cleanup. Why would you stop it over a thing like a fire extinguisher?
I know. I mean, did a whole thing on my blog about it. I was so sick to death about that.
Oh,
it was terrible. I just don't understand it. He had to do something himself because nobody would help him because they wouldn't let the ships come in. And then they get out there, they've got the hazmat suits on and the gas masks, they're fine, and then they shut them down.
There's something wrong with the whole picture.
Yeah, I agree.
How this has gone down. And I suspect, and I know you're not really a conspiracy theorist,
mm-hmm.
but I am in some parts. And mm-hmm. there is something more to this than what we are seeing and what is being presented. And this administration, so far, if you look at everything they've done, has been 100% failure. The cash for clunkers was the failure. The bailouts have been a failure. The unemployment is still rising. I mean, they're at 100% failure if you start looking at all the so-called programs.
Well, I agree with you. I say this all the time. I say they're ineffective. It's ineffective.
But this is like one of the biggest failures. You wait almost 2 months now. And we're still just hearing lip service. I am so aggravated, and I want to quote something, only I'm changing a word. For the first time in my life, I am ashamed of America.
Mm.
Instead of, for the first time in my life, I'm proud of America,
mm-hmm.
I'm actually ashamed of the administration and our elected officials because they have become gutless, pandering wonders, and they would rather see our country go down to an invasion of illegals to other countries' demands instead of fighting for our Constitution. And the, I think it's from Wyoming that said, it was in the discussion, we'll never go to arms again. You better take a look at history. Been there, done it twice. Revolutionary War, Civil War.
Yeah.
I do believe that this country is on the verge.
Ooh, you're the second one to say that tonight. Tom said that as well. And you know what? Listen, I agree that there are some crazy, ridiculous things happening, scary things happening, the ineffective government, all kinds of things at work. But I hope, Izzy, that it doesn't come to the to be in the streets up against each other, constitutionalists versus those who would just rely on the government. And
I think we will, and I think it will happen before Obama gets out of office.
Ooh.
And I know many people are saying this because I've listened to a wide variety, and when I hear Democrats saying it,
yeah,
then I'm thinking, okay, something's really, really wrong. I mean, I already know it's wrong. But when I hear Democrats saying they are going to take up arms too, I'm like, whoa. Okay, they're not liking any part of this administration. And I think Americans need to start paying attention that this is not about a party line. This is about the United States of America and our Constitution.
Yeah, I agree with that. I say that all the time. That's why you hear me say left, right, or anywhere in between. I don't care. You're absolutely right on that. I mean, that's money in the bank. It's not about that. It is about, it's about our way of life, the freedoms, and everything that's come before that, and the Constitution.
And less government. Less spending. We're spending money for nothing.
I know. And that's the problem.
It has to stop. And the government has to stop. And Obama needs to be kicked out of office. I mean, the man has done so many unconstitutional things. By now, anybody else would have been impeached.
Yeah.
And we need to start looking at that. I mean, we can impeach a president. It doesn't just have to come from Congress. We do it via our vote.
You're right, we do it by our vote. I'll tell you one thing for sure. Izzy, you have a great weekend. I'll tell you one thing for sure. I think 2012 is not, I don't see Obama getting elected in 2012. Because Izzy's right. There are Democrats, there are Republicans, there are conservatives, liberals, whatever you want to label yourself, that are not happy with what's going on. So the platform he ran on, the people that voted for that didn't get what they thought they were getting. And then the people who weren't crazy about what Obama was saying but said, well, maybe we'll see, we'll give him a chance, they're not happy. There are a lot of people. You see the poll numbers that start to go down. There are a lot of people that are not impressed so far with what we've gotten. It's that inexperience that people were talking about. And the people that I believe it's the people that he surrounded himself with, too. That's why it's the ineffectiveness. 800-259-5791. That's the number if you want to throw in your two on any of the things that we're talking about. Quickly, I'm going to throw this in because I got a bunch of emails on it. You know, the man who was hunting Bin Laden, really, honestly, Gary Brooks Faulkner is his name. He went to Pakistan saying that God appeared to him in a dream and sent him to kill Bin Laden to avenge the September 11, 2001 attacks in the U.S. Now the U.S. Embassy folks are meeting with the construction worker who's been detained in Pakistan. Hang with us.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go. Now you can build food storage without going into debt. Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month. Our clubs work with everyone's budget. Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. It's easy, but this offer ends June 30th. Hurry. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy. The best you can buy.
How do you spell hard-hitting talk radio? G-C-N. The Genesis Communications Radio Network.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black pack Berkey Elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You worry. If you don't, you don't understand the situation. Hi, summer's coming and now's the time to learn self-sufficiency. If you're going to eat from nature's bounty of wild edible plants, remember, there's a learning curve. Experience is the best teacher, but that means time. To speed it up, you'll need to build on the wisdom of a teacher who has lived it. Author Linda Runyon is that teacher. Her Wild Food Knowledge Package is the crash course. The DVD gives you a 3-hour overview of her world directly from her. The book gives you an in-depth reference with all of the insider know-how you'll ever need. And her wild cards are your portable summary and cheat sheet for your field work. This 3-pronged learning system will take you from spectator to scholar to gourmet survivalist in weeks, not years. Folks, I can vouch that Linda's the real deal. She's my mom, and I watched her do it. So go to ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. Start now. Knowledge is power. Better take action. I think a storm's coming.
Is there a favorite radio station or show that you just love and can't stand to miss? Then you need Replay AV. With Replay AV, you can set up your PC to record your favorite radio shows, podcasts, XM and Sirius radio feeds, even streaming video automatically. More than one favorite? No problem. Replay AV can simultaneously record multiple shows and stations. You never have to miss any of your favorite programs again. Replay AV comes with a built-in media guide to make it easy to find your favorites, and a converter for playback in any of the popular formats, or burn to CD or DVD. With Replay AV's easy recording wizard, you'll be set up to record quickly. And Replay AV comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Try it, then buy it at replayav.com. GCN listeners save $10 off the retail price by going to replayav.com or click on the Replay AV banner on gcnlive.com. Visit replayav.com. Stream it, record it, keep it with Replay AV.
All right, so how about this? Bloomberg, the news agency, got a hold of some documents of the M&M services, the mining and mineral services, that showed that BP was trying to seal cracks in the well about 40 miles off the Louisiana coast. Now, that's the question. BP was aware of cracks appearing far back as maybe February, and that's when the BP chairman, supposedly Tony Hayward, was dumping his stocks right before that explosion. And so that, you can see why people are saying to themselves, okay, so what's the deal here? And what happened was the fissures, that's what they call them, that BP started to fix could have maybe even played a role in what happened. That's a question they're looking at in this investigation, because were they improperly sealed? And if they were, the cracks would cause explosive natural gas to rush up the shaft, you know, in the well that we're mentioning. So if there was a cement squeeze that, you know, they tried to do this cement squeeze that involves pumping the cement to seal the fissures, then that could lead to, in trying to plug the cracks, they were draining the mud into the rocks. It's pretty simple if you just picture it in your mind. So this discounts some of the other things that have been said in the past about this. Remember, there was the eyewitness that said that the managers knew that the oil rig had major problems before its explosion on April 20th. So it gets more and more curious. But the report by the London Telegraph that Tony Hayward sold most of his shares before, I mean, just weeks before the spill, coincidence, or did he know? Did he know that it was shaky? And he's saying he didn't know it was shaky because they have hundreds of wells or whatever. It was like 1.4 million of shares that he had in BP, because that's part of the deal. You get that heavy stock when you're the CEO. So what's up with that? It's being investigated. We'll see what comes out of it. All right, we got a whole bunch of phone calls. Let's rifle them off. Let's go to Rick in Illinois. Hello, Rick.
Hello, Kate.
Hey.
Yeah, that sounds pretty fishy. All these stocks right for
them. Hey, listen. You know what? They put Martha Stewart in jail, remember,
for stocks
and what she knew, insider trading. So what's going on there with the CEO?
But anyway, these women run for office in California. The other one ran eBay.
Yeah, Whitman.
She had a story, like, she likes to beat up on her people now. Down and beat up on them. And
I saw that.
Came to the desk or whatever.
Well, you know what the bigger story is? The bigger story, yeah, there is stories about her temperament and what happened when she was running eBay, which on the business side of things was very successful. Well, now what's interesting, because she's a serious contender and spent a ton of money to try to become the next governor of California, she's coming out. Her ads are against the Arizona immigration laws. Specifically, her ad points to what's happening in Arizona, and it's in Spanish.
Oh.
Yeah, so I guess she wasn't too worried about the focus. And think of the majority of people in California. So now that she's got the nomination, and I guess she feels pretty confident about that. You know, she's kind of stepping away from the conservative things that she was mentioning in her primary campaign. And I think she's just trying to appease the massive Hispanic population. But to me, that's not good, because there we go again with the three-card Monty.
Yeah. And the Democrats, then I better nominate that Jerry Brown again.
Yeah.
I mean, they can't find nobody in the whole state of California to run. Somebody fresh, new ideals, all this stuff. As it all has been, I guess.
Yeah, I thought the Jerry Brown thing was weird, too. Because I think they're trying to go back to, oh, Jerry Brown was so popular. He used to date Linda Ronstadt, and everybody thought he was the coolest. I mean, on the Democratic side of things.
Yeah.
And so that's why I think they went to him. But Whitman is spending a bunch of money. So that's what I think. This is what I think, Rick. I think she's trying to get in that gap, like you say, because he's the has-been guy. So if she can play both sides, because her campaign ad ran in Spanish, and it ran during the World Cup match between Mexico and France.
Uh-huh. I just can't imagine they can't find a good young Democrat out there.
To go after, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, some fresh blood, new ideals. You know.
Oh, you know who would be great in California? What about Perez Hilton? I'm kidding.
I thought you were going to say Kerry Preton.
No.
That senator, he's in today. They talk at the VP. He apologized for making
$20 billion. Yeah,
$20 billion. Like, the people down south there don't deserve it or something.
Well, no. He said what he didn't really mean it that way. What he said was the bigger thing was he said that basically he talked about it being he didn't say bribe. What was the word that he used?
Right.
Yeah. So Barton really they wanted him to resign from the committee. And he said the White House subjected BP, British Petroleum, to a shakedown. And he apologized to the CEO.
Yeah, like, what it come across like he's saying, like, those people down there don't deserve that $20 billion payout.
What was he thinking? Whatever he was trying to get across, it didn't come out right.
No, it sounded like they didn't deserve it and all that.
Right.
I don't think $20 billion will be enough. No.
I don't think so either, although, you know, some people are saying, yeah, but I don't think so. Not with what we're seeing. I don't believe so. Yeah. It's going to be much more than that.
Yeah. It's a lot worse than what it is.
It's worse than what people think. I mean, you have to look for the tar balls. You have to look at the fact that in Destin, Florida, which is an incredibly gorgeous, gorgeous area where a lot of people go on vacation, now they've got the tar balls on the beach and people are canceling. We had a guest who's coming up. If you missed him, we had him in an earlier hour, Andrew Langer, and he talked about just canceling his vacation. And I heard that from some other people, too, Fort Walton. These are pretty areas that are just getting hammered.
Well, you know, all about along that coast there is, you know, that vacation time right now.
I know.
That's been tourist season for them, and nobody's there. So they're going to suffer more than $20 billion. I don't think that's going to be a drop in the bucket.
I think so, too. I think it's going to be much more than that, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, Have a great weekend.
Yeah, you too.
All right, thank you, Rick. Rick, you got to think long and hard. Who would be a good candidate for the Democrats? I mean, actually, there are some popular Democrats, but it's tricky. California is tricky, and I think that's why in Meg Whitman's case, she's trying to maneuver so that she can get the independents, and she doesn't want to shut out the huge Hispanic population. Oh, let's go to Kansas and our pal Tom. Hey, Tom.
Hey, Kate.
Hey.
How are you doing?
Good. How are you? You sound good.
I feel a little better than I did yesterday. But
good.
I have a question that goes back to last fall.
Mm-hmm.
What, if anything, do you know about the prosecutions on those crazy animals that raped that girl in Richmond, California?
You know what? They, I thought they all pled. All the guys that were involved in that pled. And so that's been about a year. Oh, yeah, and we talked about that for a long, it seemed like for weeks on America Tonight.
So they
ended up getting sentenced. I want to say the main, I don't know his name off the top of my head, but the main instigator, because there were so many of them involved in it, the main instigator got something like 8 years.
Mm.
Yeah, which is bad, which is nothing. I agree. Yeah, for that, it was the gang rape, really. That's what happened. While people went by, for people who don't know that are listening, that it happened in California, and the girl was just an innocent girl, really. It was coaxed into going to the dance, and they tricked her and maneuvered her out, got her out back, and teachers and other people knew that there were things, something was happening, and nobody did anything until it was way too late. That's awful, huh? And it reminds
I have an idea.
Mm-hmm.
Well, when an animal goes wild, they usually kind of put it down, right?
Uh-huh.
We don't usually put them down for just rape, we do for murder and stuff, But I have an idea that would, how should I say, rather discourage the possible future practice.
Right, what are you going to say? You're not going to say castration?
Castration.
There you go. Great minds think alike. You know, other people have suggested that. Thanks for the phone call. You have a fabulous weekend. We like our man in Kansas. You know, he gets right to the point. You had 20 people that were there when that happened outside of that school dance. As many as 20 people, they were involved, or they stood around, and they watched. A 15-year-old girl, she was 15. And, yeah, castration, I'm right there with you. Fruits and nuts, next.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained a leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
It's the number one reason for slow and clogged bath drains. That's right, hair. And the number one way to open drains plugged with hair? The drain clog. Stop standing in dirty bath water. Stop using dangerous chemicals. Just push the drain claw past the pop-up in your sink or tub, twist, and pull. You'll be shocked at what this little tool can pull out of your drain. The drain claw has over 100 tiny hooks that claw through hair, toothpaste, and shampoo that slows and clogs your drains. See how it works right now at thedrainclaw.com. The drain claw is made in the USA and is the safest, easiest, most environmentally friendly solution to unclog bath drains. Get one for $6.99 or three for $15. The drain claw can be used over and over. Don't be fooled by substitutes. Buy the original. Buy the drain claw. Order now at thedrainclaw.com. That's the drain claw at thedrainclaw.com.
So you think the massive Gulf oil leak won't affect the air you breathe?
Think again.
Benzene, a toxic gas emitted from crude oil and a known carcinogen, is now airborne, traveling hundreds, even thousands of miles inland. Whether you live near the Gulf or not, benzene and other volatile organic compounds could cause adverse reactions to those living inside your home. NOAA, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, came to airfiltersandpurifiers.com for answers on how to clean the air on boats aiding in the Gulf cleanup. Do what NOAA did. Contact airfiltersandpurifiers.com and ask about the HealthMate Plus. The HealthMate Plus is capable of trapping 99.97% of all polluting particulates. Buy the HealthMate Plus today with no tax, free shipping, a 5-year warranty, and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. GCN listeners get a 5% discount by using promo code GCN. Call 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com, your trusted advisor for clean air.
I'm Chiquita Banana, and I've come to say bananas have to ripen in a certain way. And when they're flecked with brown and have a golden hue, bananas taste the best and are the best for you. You can put them in a salad.
Grace?
No, not yet, my dear. That greenish way you're looking means that you are ripe for cooking.
How about me?
No, no. When you are fully ripe, my dear, those little flecks of brown appear.
Me?
You're most digestible, my friend. Delicious.
Now, I gotta say, I like this version of the Chiquita Banana for fruits and nuts that Donovan Madsen, our technical wizard, dug up in the archives. For fruits and nuts, I'll tell you, this guy takes the cake. You know, I was mentioning early, and Brad, go Yankees from Kentucky, not, called up to tell me that he had 2 years worth of salary in the bank, which is great. And salary and, you know, just money to survive. Well, he has more than enough, this guy, Albert Haynesworth. And he just decided he didn't like the Redskins defense, the new defense that was being rolled out. So he decided not to come to work. So check this out. He had the chance to leave Washington back in February, but decided to stick around. And why did he stick around? Because he was getting a $21 million bonus check. He picked that up in April. What an idiot. He missed a mandatory minicamp that lasted all of 15 minutes. They were basically doing Pilates and catching up. And as of right now, it's going to cost him at least $9 million. They're going to want a chunk of that back, which I think they'll be able to get back, the Redskins. And let's see how much more he has to give back. And ultimately what happens to him. But then, you know, this, who's picking him up after this? So, what a dummy. He is a fruit and a nut. Because that's too big of a check, and to just go check in with the Redskins, and so sorry that you don't like the new defense. But I would be furious if I were his agent. because I'm sure they're thinking about their cut, right? But he qualifies, absolutely. This is another thing that was nutty. I don't get this. You know, the worst thing is when somebody dies and you have the fighting over everything, all the assets, and then suddenly people come out of the woodwork, relatives you never knew, saw, ever heard from in your life. And it's not just the rich and the famous people, but in this case it is a rich and a famous people story. Gary Coleman dies. He's 42 years old. He gets a brain hemorrhage. He dies in a Salt Lake City hospital or outside of Salt Lake City. He was a big child star. Everybody knows who Gary Coleman is, I'm assuming. And he has an ex-wife, and he's got an ex-girlfriend. And he has people fighting over his remains. So the late actor, his wishes were no fanfare. That's what they're saying. No fanfare. I don't want any fanfare. There were arguments over whether he would be cremated. And this has been like 3 weeks of arguing over this. So they finally cremated him in a mortuary in a Salt Lake City suburb. And it's what he said he wanted. He had it in writing somewhere that he didn't want a funeral service. He didn't want a wake. He didn't want a memorial. He didn't want any of that kind of stuff. That was it. But there were arguments because earlier in the week, it was found that he had this 2005 will that specified that he didn't want that. Then there was this document that came up in 1999 where he said he wanted to be remembered in a wake conducted by people who had no ties with him and could say they really cared for him. So see, he had that actor thing where there were people that he felt were just hanging on to him. So his cremation was even on hold because they were disputing his assets between his ex-wife and his ex-girlfriend. They both were saying they were the lawful administrators of the estate. Sounds like an episode of The Good Wife, doesn't it? Where they're arguing over nonsense like this. And that's a television show, by the way. But this is real life. So finally they did the ashes deal. They did the cremation. But now, even now, they're fighting over the ashes. So the ashes have to be stored until they can figure out what is happening with the estate, who's the executor. And it could take months. So they just lock them away for months. Nutty. That's why these living wills are so good. Whether you're famous and you're on a sitcom for 8 years called Different Strokes, or you're not famous, the living will thing can be, and I'm not touting it because I don't care, but the living will thing can be so big for people because it's right there, boom. Then there's no dispute, no problems with it. Speaking of problems, there is a problem, I kind of think, I don't know, when the president addresses the nation. The audience for the Oval Office address on the oil spill was 32.1 million, and that's fewer than some of his other big speeches. You had 11 separate networks that carried it, including the Weather Channel. What's the Weather Channel doing? The Weather Channel and the usual suspects, ABC and CBS and Fox and all that sort of stuff. His last primetime address to the nation on just one topic was back in December on Afghanistan, and 41 million people watched it then. 48 million people saw the State of the Union address back in January, and this was a quickie. I mean, it was down and dirty, 15 and a half minutes pretty much by my stopwatch, and I don't know why, because I was just shocked at how quickly he moved through that. And we don't have to go deep. We don't have to go back into what was said, but it just shows you that people were disinterested, or maybe they tuned in figuring that this was going to go on for a while and they missed the gist of it, the gist of it. And then we're going to end with this one for fruits and nuts, although there's probably a couple of others I could throw in. But let me make this the final fruit and nut of this particular segment. You know, I had like a list. It was a mile long. That's how many fruits and nuts and stories that we have to talk about in this country. If that says anything to you, I don't know. But I was talking about the cheap movie reviews, right? And I was mentioning the fact that Toy Story is now in its third time around. It's, you know, Toy Story 3. And I did, the first one was great. And the second one, I don't know if I saw the second one. I'm not sure. But in the story, you have Tim Allen's voice and Tom Hanks. You have Buzz Lightyear and Woody. And actually, the two of them are really great in this. But what is the deal with all of the fruits and nuts in California who, I'm not kidding you, and I saw them walking along the streets dressed. I mean, it's not Halloween, and it wasn't for a premiere. But there were people that were dressed like Woody and like Buzz that were on the beach, that were walking along the streets in different areas in Los Angeles. I mean, groups of people. And I'm thinking, I hope it's not one of these, you know, those, what do they call them, those furry clubs or whatever, those people that like to dress up like stuffed animals, like stuffed animals, whether they're bunnies or whatever, and that's, they have meetings and they have sex that way. And I was thinking, oh, please don't denigrate Toy Story. It is the third time around, but let's hope there's nothing strange going on with Woody and Buzz Lightyear. I just thought it was very, very odd. By the way, Meg Ryan's favorite romantic foil and the sensitive everyman would be who? Would be Tom Hanks. And I think he's the thing that really made this run the first time around. And whether 3 is going to be the big smash that the first one was, I'm not sure. But Pixar seems to do a pretty good job in recreating these characters. And if you stick around in our next hour, we do have that, as I promised, that cheap movie review. So you'll hear a little snippet of Toy Story 3 and a couple of other things, too. You can send me your thoughts, americatonight.net, on the oil spill, on, you know, Tony Hayward and selling the stocks, and was there something fishy going on? Is there more to the story? Well, there's always more to the story, but it's what the more is, whether it's super sinister on the scale of 1 to 10 or just somewhere in the middle. But keep this in mind, folks. I, like many of you, care about this great nation. I still believe we live in the greatest nation on the face of the earth, and boy, we really want to protect that. Remember, at any point, you can get up on that horse, go around that carousel, and reach out and grab the brass ring.